Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Already things are starting to go wrong. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Live Awesome Quiz on a Tuesday. Got a special programme for you tonight. Because there's nothing on the telly, we're coming live to you from the old Hill Manor. I can already see that we've got some people in tonight. So, evening, Keith. Hopefully, we'll get lots more in tonight. This is going to be different. This evening, I have the compilator of the quizzes. It's going to be, she's off screen, but she's on sound.
I am, and I wanted some of them £20 notes. I tell you, I was reaching for them. I was hoping they were falling my way. I got my bowl ready to catch them.
So this should all be going out very well. So we got a great quiz for you tonight. It's all about it's raining cats and dogs. So there was a hint about what it's all about. We've got some great questions coming up. Just a heads up, this Thursday I've got two guests coming on, inshallah. And we're talking about different aspects of mental health. So don't forget to tune in on Thursday, 7 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time. And we'll have a great, great conversation about mental health. Next week, got another fantastic quiz coming on that the Duchess has put together. So be sure to join us. So so he is not paying for you.
Oh, I'll go now then. We're not getting paid. Bye, everyone. Nice meeting you. Enjoy the quiz.
So because I'm up to date and all the rest of it, there's a QR code. I have a QR code. If you feel particularly generous and you'd like to buy me a coffee, apparently you're pointing your camera at it.
That old chestnut. Yeah. Get on with the quiz.
Don't forget, if you're new here, you can subscribe to the channel. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. So be sure to click the old subscribe button. Click the like button. Don't forget to smash the like button. Let's see if we get a record tonight of smashing the like button. Let's say good evening, Vanessa. Good evening, Corinne. Welcome. We've got a splendid, awesome quiz for you this evening. I lost my track. Oh,
think
yes.
Think cat, think dog, and you can't go wrong with the answers.
So there you go. There's some of the comments coming in. Evening, Eagle, Egan, Coco. Evening, Vanessa. So, should we wait for a minute or so for anybody else to come in?
No.
Or should we just get on with the quiz? I mean, she's keen. She's like a coiled spring.
Time is time.
Time is money and all that. So, yes, here we go then. Shall we? Oh, got a troll in. What do you want?
He's a dog. He's entitled to be here. It's cats and dogs. But yes. He's not on screen, so.
It won't be long before he is.
He'll be all right. Wait. His peanut butter's obviously run out, so I did give him some, promise. Oh, well, there he is. Look, there he is. Oh, hello, baby.
So here's the troll.
Yeah, he just wants to take part.
Good evening to Hudson. Good old Hudson Hill. Look.
Right, now you can go. Bye.
Here he is. Now. Now, no kissing, no biting.
Go and beat the cat up. Off you go.
Right, go on.
Right, come on then. Pens and paper at the ready.
Yes.
Nope. Sorry, it's all going.
See, this is
going to
be hard work this evening.
No, it's not. It's going to work. It's going to work.
Yeah. Come on then. We'll have a good quiz. So, if you're ready, then we'll kick off with the first question.
I'm already kicking off, me.
Yeah, I know
you.
She's already kicking off. She's like.
Come
sometimes
on,
you just can't help people. So, question one then. He wants to get in on the act.
Go on.
So, question one then. Scooby-Doo is based on which breed of dog? Told you, it's going to be an easy quiz. So, question one then. Scooby-Doo is based on which breed of dog? Start with an easy one.
I thought it was a rabbit. It's got long ears. So, loppy ones.
Where are we? What
question
am I doing?
Two, love. Question two.
Question two then. We had trouble with this one earlier in the week. So,
one of us did. It wasn't me. Wrote it.
Yeah. What was the name of the Flintstones' pet saber-toothed cat?
Yeah, it was a tiger earlier in the week.
It was a tiger. It was
he obviously hasn't seen the film.
Yeah. So question two then. What was the name of the Flintstones' pet saber-toothed cat? I've got it right. So, question three then. Oh, hang on. Yeah, question three coming up. Go on.
Your turn. In 1963, a French cat named Félicité was the first cat to do what? 1963, a French cat named Félicité was the first cat to do
Don't
what?
Don't press any buttons. Don't be pressing buttons.
I'll give you a clue. It went on a bit of an adventure. Ooh, that's got you thinking, hasn't it?
So, question. Hang on. I've got my hands full. I need to be pressing
buttons.
Look,
it's raining cats and dogs. Yeah, it's taking
definitely parts. Raining cats and dogs here. Look. Get off. I don't want to kiss you.
Look, there's a little bit more think time for people.
Yes, there's some think time. So, question four then. Carrie, Oki, Jason, Jack, Jill, and Cookie have all been pet cats, on which TV show? So, you want to read this one out? Carrie, Oki, Jason, Jack, Jill, and Cookie have all been pet cats on which TV show? Get off your beast. Yeah, you go over there. That's known as a troll in the game. So, hopefully, what some other people out there, they've not missed the start. So, if it is your first time here, let us know where. Get off me, class. That's not yours, that's mine, in case I dry. Trying to drink my water. I have got water. It's not gin tonight. Shh. Shh. This may take us a bit of a while
right,
to get through
then.
Tonight.
Question
come on,
number
then.
Five.
Yeah. So, what I was saying was, if it's your first time here, pop in the chat box where you're watching from. So, question five then. What is a clouder? Question five. What is a clouder? Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it? So, who asked your opinion? Got a hound of the Baskervilles joining us tonight.
Okay, so question number six.
Question six, then.
In Egyptian times, what part of the human body did cat owners shave following the death of their much-loved cats? Don't you sound
Christine,
like some sort of...
I'll see you at the Meekums.
Hello, Meekums. Tell you what, this sounds like some sort of dodgy stag night prank, this does. Blimey. In Egyptian times, what part of the human body did cat owners shave off following the death of their much-loved cats?
Come out of it.
Oh, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
Get off the keyboard. You see what we have to put up with sometimes.
we don't know what's going on in their homes, do we?
Yeah, no.
What are they putting up with?
On with the quiz.
Oh, melt ice cream, bit of chocolate.
Yeah. So question 7 then. The comic strip Peanuts, featuring a beagle named Snoopy, ran in which UK newspaper until 2000 when it ceased following the death of the creator, of its creator? Nearly got it right.
That will do.
So question 7 was the comic strip Peanuts, featuring a beagle named Snoopy, ran in the UK, in which UK newspaper until 2000 when it ceased following the death of its creator? There you go. So question 8 then. Si and Am were cats owned by Aunt Sarah in which Walt Disney film? These are fairly easy, I think. Si and Am.
I'll make them difficult next week, then I'll change the lock, then I'll rewrite next week, so blame him. If you can't answer any questions, folks, you just blame him.
So Si and Am were cats owned by Aunt Sarah in which Walt Disney film?
That's okay if you've seen the film, isn't it? It's not easy if you haven't seen the film.
Well, there is that to it. So the scrum half question then, number 9, or doctor's orders.
I hope you ain't ordered this. You'll get a clout if you have. Go on. Go on, Dee, read this out now.
Yeah, go on. Pussy Galore is a character in which James Bond book or film, or and film, should I say. So, question 9 then. Pussy Galore is a character in which James Bond book and film? And the last question in this round, over to you.
Oh, right, okay. Number 10. In the children's nursery rhyme, how many kittens lost their mittens?
Ooh.
How many kittens lost their mittens?
That's in the children's nursery rhyme, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice to sing it.
Fair.
Might give away the answer. Especially the first word of the first line.
we'll sing it when we get to the answers then.
Oh, dear.
So, here we go then. So, boom, how many geniuses have we got out there? So, we got through the first 10 questions.
We
had difficulty. There was trouble at Mill. We're there. We got through it. So, are you ready for some answers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go then. Answers. Not on a postcard. Just pop them down. Got lots of people clicking the old like button, which is fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, question 1. Scooby-Doo. Hang on. Got to go back. Scooby-Doo. Yeah, yeah.
Just give me the answers. Don't want to hear the question again. Well, go to sleep.
Ow, get off. It was a Great Dane. Scooby-Doo was based on a Great Dane, not one of these terror terriers.
Oh, you didn't like that. Oh, that served you right.
You beast, you beast. Get off.
Right. Question number 2.
Question number 2 then. Well, answer number 2. Get up. I'll set the Flintstones cat onto you. Baby
Who
Puss.
Who was called Baby Puss.
Baby Puss. Okay. Get off. No.
Answer to question 2. The Flintstones pet saber-toothed cat was Baby Puss. And number 3, this French cat named Felicity, that was the first cat to travel into space.
You'll be travelling into space if you ain't careful.
I'll give you a little bit of a clue. Went on a journey, pretty long journey.
Went on a long journey, yes.
Don't have right, a got look, back mind. Look, they might have edited it, I guess.
Behave.
Yeah. So, look, answer to question
you're
3.
Going live to the world.
Felicity travelled into space.
You're being seen all over the world and you're misbehaving.
Number 4.
So, go. Oh, so it was Blue Peter. Of course it was. It was...
Yeah, Karaoke, Jason, Jack and Jill, Cookie. They were the cats that appeared on the Blue Peter children's television series, which is still going.
Yes. Is it?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, question five then. A clowder is a group of cats. How do you go around herding catch?
Were you clowder cats?
Oh, I love
Sounds
it.
Like a soup, doesn't it?
Give him some spice.
Bit of clowder, a bit of cat clowder.
Finally signed in.
We've got cats.
We've been here for, from the start. Dear. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Catherine. So I like drinking.
Oh, now this one, I'll give you such a big
clue. He's drinking tea at the moment.
He is, after my coffee.
Where are we going?
Question six. I'll give you such a big clue with this. Because the Egyptians, after the death of their cats, they would shave off their own eyebrows. Isn't that weird? I guess that's why they were into coal pencils. They could line them all up again like they do in the 60s. But that's true, apparently. They used to shave off their eyebrows.
There you go.
So how many dodgy answers did we get on that one, I wonder? We'll go to the wrong parties, don't we? Obviously. Here we go then.
So question seven. It was the Daily Mail. Peanuts and Snoopy was all part of the Daily Mail until the poor old creator snuffed it. So you've got Daily Mail. Give yourself the point. Where are we going?
Every day.
So question eight then. Siam was in...
And I wish that he would travel my way.
Lady and the Tramp. That's a great film, isn't it? That is a great film. That's an all-time classic. Have you seen the remake of it where they've done live animation or whatever it was? Live and animation?
Struggling. Just stick to the cartoon, dear.
Yeah, stick to the cartoon. Yeah.
There's lots of colours, no writing. Plenty of pictures. Here we go, number nine.
So, Goldfinger. Ta-da! Got the old Goldfinger. So, Pussy Galore was in Goldfinger. So, if you've got Goldfinger, give yourself that point. And a thumbs up. Loving all the thumbs up tonight.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Those little kittens. Three little kittens lost their mittens.
So how's the song go? How's the rhyme go? Go on.
Three blind mice. three little kittens lost their mittens and they began to cry. Oh, mum's a dear, look here, who here. Our kittens we have lost. Something or other, da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, I've already sung once. I've done Lady and the Tramp. What more do you want?
There you go.
Oh, question 11.
No, we ain't got a question 11 yet. Now,
yeah, I know, we're about to
come. Wow. Let's see some scores.
Whoa.
On the door.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Christine has got 7 out of 10.
Woo!
That's pretty good going. Who else is there? Who else is out there? Give us what you've got. Get out of the mug, you. God, it's a nuisance.
Actually, because there was a sneaky little one there, wasn't it? That travel one.
We're missing them. So hang on.
Oh, Coco's got 7 out of 10.
Yeah, so we got some 7s out of 10s.
Eagle.
Brian, welcome, Brian. 4 out of 10. That's good. Considering.
It's the taking part. And that's an honest answer. That is honesty at its best.
Yeah. So who else is out there? Who else is scoring? So let's have a look, see if we've got
any. Eagle VP.
Yeah. So we've got Christine in there. Yeah, that's good. So we've got some people on Facebook and some people on YouTube. So the YouTube's going well. So anybody else got any scores out there? Anybody else with scores? Shall we get on with it?
Yeah, definitely. Let's do that.
Right, next round then. Question 11. Oh,
I love this one.
Go on, you read that
one. Right, question number 11. What feline name is given to the confectionery bar manufactured by Nestle's or Nestle?
Was Nestle's when I grew up?
Filled with caramel. and rice cereals covered in milk chocolate.
Mm.
So what feline name is given to the confectionery bar manufactured by Nestlé, which is a wafer filled with caramel and cereals covered in milk chocolate?
Mm. Question 12 then. True or false? The astronauts in Apollo 7 ate hot dogs whilst in space. Well, no, they did that then. Wonder if they had them proper bread rolls with all the fixings on the top.
You know, something to do. Go and run around catching the sausage. No. What else are they going to do when they're up there? Hunt your sausage.
You can't get the staff sometimes.
Well, a load of bored astronauts. What else are they going to play when they're up in space?
Question 12. True or false?
Chipolatas or jumbos?
Frankfurters.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
The astronauts in Apollo 7 ate hot dogs while in space. True or false? Question 13 then. Dog and bone is Cockney rhyming slang for what? Oi, get off my chair, you. Get out of here. But I've been eating my chair now. You beast. So question 13. Dog and bone is Cockney rhyming slang for what? Question 14.
What breed of dog is used to advertise Kleenex toilet rolls? So I've got to be a cockapoo or a shih tzu, innit?
No, a shih tzu's one without any animals.
Oh, what breed of dog is used to advertise Kleenex toilet rolls?
Did you get that?
I did.
A shih tzu is one without any animals. So, question 15 then. In what year was the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association founded? A, 1934, B, 1939, or C, 1944. Get off my chair. Oi, stop eating my chair. He's eating my chair. So, in what year was the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association founded? Was it A, 1934, B, 1939, or C, 1944? Question 16 then.
King Henry VIII kennelled his hunting dogs on this peninsula bounded on three sides by the River Thames. What is the area known as? So we're on question 16. King Henry VIII kennelled his hunting dogs on this peninsula bounded on three sides by the River Thames. What is this area known as?
Uh-huh. Question 17 then.
Oh, let me think. Oh,
I'm letting her think. Is the town of Barking north or south of the Thames? Oh, where's he gone? What's he doing
now? Don't encourage him. You're only going to regret it if he starts.
I know if he starts. he can do this question. Barking, where are you?
Oh, this is a good one. Question number 18.
Wait, come out of there.
Known for its final record label. I ain't finished 17 yet. Yes, you have.
I've only read it once.
They're not stupid. They can hear it. He's on the screen.
So, is the town of Barking on the north or south side of the Thames? Now you can go to question 18.
I might not want to now. You might have upset me.
Don't give me none of that ego.
Number 18. Known for its vinyl record label and today its online high street stores, which company's logo is of a Jack Russell Terrier dog listening to a wind-up gramophone whilst tilting its head? So we're looking for a very famous logo. So it's question 18. Known for its vinyl record label And today it's online and also high street shops. Which company's logo is of a Jack Russell Terrier listening to a wind-up gramophone whilst tilting its head? Yeah, just like Tim. Just like that. Tilting your head. Can you have a gramophone playing with one of those big old-fashioned trumpet things next to it? You know the one.
Don't start. I'm warning you now. Shut up. Right, question 19 then. I didn't ask for your input, thank you.
All we need to do is rain the cat. We've got the raining dogs. Where's the raining cats? That could be fun.
Which British singer, before joining the Islamic faith, had hits with Matthew and Son, Can't Keep It In, Old School Yard, Moon Shadow, and Morning as Broken? You'll be broken if you're not careful. So, which British singer, before joining the Islamic faith, had hits with Matthew and Son, Can't Keep It In, Old School Yard, Moon Shadow, and Morning Has Broken?
Broken.
It's broken.
It's
broken. It's broken.
It's broken. I thought you took
Did it have an R with it?
Broken.
Jonathan Watts. Right, now behave, calm down. Right, last question in this round, question 20. Which girl band had hits with Hole Again, The Tide Is High, and Eternal Flame? Do you want to finish that question off? Go on, you'll go.
What, have I got to sing me
again? Yeah, 20, yeah.
Which girl band had hits with Hole Again, The Tide Is High, and Eternal Flame?
Calm down. It's a good boy. Okay, that's the end of round two. Has it blown your minds? Do you like the new graphics, by the way? Do you like the new graphics? Got your minds blown there. Right. Are you going to calm down, you beast? What have you got your eye on now? What have you got your eyes on now? So, let's give you some answers, shall we? Let's go back to question 11.
Okay, so question 11 was one about the chocolate bar, and the answer is lion bar.
Lion barring. So, rah. Can you do it? Rah.
And question number 12.
Hang on. Got to press the buttons. Go on.
Question number 12. The astronauts in Apollo 7, they did eat hot dogs whilst up in space.
Excellent. Right.
Apparently, now this is true, apparently they didn't like the mix because they were offered ice cream and they didn't actually like the mix, so they went for hot dogs.
Blimey.
I do actually research these questions, you know.
I know. She does a lot of hard work to put this together. Right, we're going to go that way.
They might not always get read out, right? But it starts off right. Here we go.
So the answers to question 13 then, dog and bone is Cockney rhyming slang for telephone. It's the old blower, isn't it?
Dog
and bone. He's a dog and bone. Give him a bone and he'll go and quiet down somewhere.
Right, and the breed of dog advertising Kleenex toilet roll was, of course, the Labrador Retriever.
And you know how the French, what the French call Labradors? Le Labrador.
But what about Spanish then, where it comes from?
I don't know. It's not Le Labrador, is it?
That ain't French. Labrador's Spanish.
She didn't get it. So question 15 then. 1934. Blimey. Blind dogs for the kind of going that long.
So that was actually answer A, 1934.
Yes, 1934. So I'm going to send him there. All the dogs. So Henry Hope kept his dogs.
I wonder where we were going on holiday this year. That'd be nice.
Isle of Dogs. Yeah, going to drop him off at the Isle of Dogs and leave him there. God, nice. He's causing so much trouble tonight. You wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe the trouble we're in tonight. So barking then is north of the Thames. So if you've got north, you're doing well. So question 18.
Yeah, that was the one about the Jack Russell Terrier with the wind-up gramophone. That's, of course, HMV.
Is HMV still going?
It is. It is more so online, but yes, it is still going. It still has the same logo.
His master's voice. What's
right
he doing?
In my mug. He's biting my coffee mug. He's trying to get my coffee.
Kick him out.
God, if I've been on wine, he's going to kick him out. Never mind. HMV, everybody. And then we're on to question 9. I can't keep it in. It's Cat Stevens.
Go on, sing it.
Morning
has broken like the first morning.
Gotta let it out. Gotta show the world. Yeah. World's gotta see all the love that's in me. See
so, the last answer, of course, it was Atomic Kitten.
No, it was
Atomic Kitten.
We're talking about kittens, not puppies.
Yeah, it was Atomic Kitten,
so,
not
question
puppies.
Question 20 is Atomic Kitten.
Yes.
Okay,
excellent. So, boom, how many geniuses we got out there? Congratulations if you got this far in the quiz. So you know what to do. Add your scores up. Pop them in the chat box. Let's see how you did. Well, we've got a moment's peace. We have half a moment's peace. Wow, 9 out of 10. Well done, Christine. 7 out of 10. Doing well, Keith.
Somebody's saying here that you need a spiced rum.
Yeah.
Keith says, he's all out being cared,
doesn't
he? Keith
says, give him some spiced rum. Keith, 7 out of 10. Excellent.
That's good.
Brian, 6 out of 10.
Oh, well done, Brian. You're getting there.
Yeah.
Going up from before.
We're all getting there. So.
How's Coco doing?
I don't know.
Oh, 7 out of 10. Well done, Coco.
Yeah. Oh, where'd that come in?
Up here.
Oh, yeah. 6 out of 10. Got it. Yeah, it's coming in. It's all coming in.
Yeah.
So we're just...
Oh, blimey, Kath. Oh, yeah, Kath.
9 out of 10.
Go, Kath. 9
Boom.
Out of 10.
It'd
be interesting which one didn't get.
We put down Kit Kat for 11. Oh, dear.
Kit Kat. Oh, do you know what? I did a question about Kitty Kat and then I took it off. I thought, no, I'd change it. So, I just thought I'd confuse you a bit, go for a lion and a cat. But, yeah, because that actually Kit Kat doesn't have caramel, does it?
No.
Lion Bar has rice flakes and it has caramel.
So how's the sound tonight? Because hopefully I've got the sound levels about right. So hopefully we're kind of sounding good as well as looking good.
Well, I'm looking good. You can't see me. You just have to use your imagination.
Can see him. Get off. Oh, get out of your beast.
So have we got sharp pencils and are we all alert, ready to go for number 21?
So, right, on. Let's go on. So question 21 then. What word is used to describe a sudden disaster causing great damage and suffering? Nearly got it wrong.
I could think of a word, but you're not allowed to swear, are you, on air?
No, we don't swear on this show.
That's the word I'd use.
This is before the watershed.
But if I was in a sudden disaster and I was in great damage and causing a lot of suffering, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be saying this word, I can tell you.
Good grief.
Good gosh.
Golly gosh.
Golly gosh.
It wasn't that, by the way.
No, I know it's not. So it's what word is used to describe a sudden disaster causing great damage and suffering? Think cats and dogs.
Yeah. 22. Hang on. I don't know what 22 is.
Oh, shall I read it
then? Yeah, go on in.
What is the name commonly given to a Christian clerical white neck garment?
Sorry, I only just got to the destination box.
What is the name commonly given to a Christian clerical white neck garment?
Right, up it. Go on, get down.
You're just spending more time playing with the dog in while playing with your buttons. Concentrate on your buttons.
Get to? What are we on?
Well, I'm on question number 22 now.
All right. Excellent.
Which we've just done. So we're now moving on to number 23. Mike's
moved and everything. Oh, it's all, he's jumping all over. Alice Uber de Platz he is.
Right, well, Lobo had a hit in 1971 with Me and You and a dog named... That's for you to fill in the blank. Ready?
Fill in the blank.
Lobo had a hit in 1971 with Me and You and a dog named...
Rover.
I was going to say that.
What was Guy Gibson's dog named?
Rover, wasn't it? That was in the remake.
So, yeah, they did Rover in the remake.
Just behave yourself, don't be naughty.
So question 24 then. What reflective road safety device did Percy Shaw invent in 1933? So, question 24, what reflective road safety device did Percy Shaw invent in 1933? 25, then. Dog star is the colloquial name for which star? Mm-hmm. So, question 25, dog star is the colloquial name for which star? Do you want to do 26?
I will.
Good.
Number 26. Which royal couple have Jack Russell Terriers named Bluebell and Beth? Which royal couple have Jack Russell Terriers named Bluebell and Beth?
Bugger, what were they? My buttons have died, look. My buttons have died.
No, they're
gone. Oh, crikey, they just come back on again.
Well, while he plays around, he's playing tonight, isn't he? He's been a bit frisky tonight.
I'm getting sidetracked.
I know you are. Just leave it to the boss. So number 27, this is a true or a false. The eyes of domestic cats, lions and tigers all have vertical pupils. Is this true or is it false?
Ooh.
The eyes of domestic cats, lions and tigers all have vertical pupils. True or false?
There you go. Question 28 then. The what?
The elongated spring flowers of the hazel tree, which produce copious amounts of yellow pollen, are commonly known as what? So we're on question 28. The elongated spring flowers of the hazel tree, which produce copious amounts of yellow pollen, are commonly known as what? They're the long dangly ones.
So, question 29, the penultimate question. A herb from the mint family, given to cats often inside toys, creating immense happiness and sometimes the zoomies, leading to relaxation, is commonly known as what?
Well, sounds lovely. I'd like some of that. Not happy enough, me. I fancy the zoomies. It'd be good fun, wouldn't it? Yes. Don't run around the house like a nutter.
Doesn't take a lot.
Oh, dear.
So question 29 then. A herb from the mint family given to cats often inside toys, creating immense happiness and sometimes the zoomies, leading to relaxation, is commonly known as what?
I wonder if polos do the same thing.
I don't know.
You suck a polo, it's got mint in it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same sort of mint.
It's the mint. Toothpaste doesn't do that to me. I don't go running around the house after I've just cleaned my teeth. I'll give it a try, though, if I'm doing it wrong.
Crazy. So the last question then. Here you go. Over to you.
Oh, I love this question. I'll tell you what. Teenage heartthrob Donny Osmond. Oh, I love him. Had a hit with Puppy Love in 1972. But who wrote and originally recorded this song in 1960. I bet he didn't sing it as well. I mean, Odie can sing Puppy Love.
And they call it Puppy Love. Yeah, yeah, right.
So, oh, I guess they'll never know. Teenage heartthrob Donny Osmond.
Pure gold.
Teenage heartthrob Donny Osmond had a hit with Puppy Love in 1972, but who wrote and originally recorded this song in 1960? Someone help me.
So.
Help me. Help me, please.
So we've got a wash lane going on here.
Answer up above.
Where's he gone?
How can how can I tell them?
Where's he gone?
This is not a puppy love.
There you go. That's puppy love all over. So, are you ready for the final set of answers?
I bet they're enjoying my singing. We love Donny. I love Donny. How many girls out there love Donny?
So, question 21 then. It was a catastrophe.
It's so warm.
Catastrophe.
I'd always think that. If there was a, you know, it was an earthquake. I'd sit there thinking, please, this is a catastrophe.
Put the cat out.
That's the first word that would come to my mind, I can tell you. Catastrophe.
Christine says, put the cat out. So, the words used to describe it was a catastrophe. I'm sure you all got that one. So, question 22 then.
That was the vicar's neck garment, and that is a dog collar.
Rough.
Dog collar.
So, you've got dog collar. Give yourself the point and a thumbs up. How's the light button being smashed tonight? Is it being smashed? Answer the question three then.
Me and you and a dog named Blue.
So if you got Blue, not Rover, not the other one, Blue's the answer. Give yourself a point. 24 then. Aha. Cat's eyes or road studs. So you've all seen them. Or they were invented back in 1933.
I know, first produced by Redland, as in Redland Bricks.
Yes.
Redland Bricks. I knew that because my mum used to work there.
Ah.
So I knew that.
Excellent. So there you go. Cat's eyes. So if you've got cat's eyes, you're doing well. He was in Harry Potter. He was the prisoner in Azkaban, wasn't he?
Who?
Sirius.
Sirius?
Yeah, Sirius Black.
Sirius Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's number 25.
Yeah, that's a dog star.
It is.
There you go.
I didn't catch that. Could you try again?
That's Siri gobbing off.
Who asked you? Off it.
That was hilarious.
Got all sorts going wrong here tonight.
So, right, number 25, that was the dog star, otherwise known as Sirius.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm still not sure about that.
Oh, Siri.
We are. Clear off.
Right, so 25. The royal couples, Jack Russell's, are called Bluebell and Beth. Number 26, you're quite right.
I'm still not sure about that.
Shut up.
It's actually Charles. King Charles III and Queen Camilla. They own Bluebell and Beth.
Is she not Queen Consort, Camilla?
She's Queen in my eyes. She'll do.
So if you've got King Charles III and Queen Camilla, you're doing well. And question 27 then.
Now, this was a little bit of a tricky one, this was, because it's actually false. Because domestic cats have the vertical pupils, but the question I asked was, and lions and tigers, and they don't. They've got round pupils. So it's false.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a sneaky little one, wasn't it?
Donnie was on my bedroom wall.
He was on mine as well.
Catherine's.
Oh, I know, he's lovely. Did you used to get him out of Jackie magazine and cut him out every week? You get a different bit, don't you? I think about eight you had to collect and stick him all together. Things we used to do, I'll tell you.
Question 28 then.
Question 28, yeah. The flowers of the hazel tree are the catkins.
Yes. Very pleasant in the not too distant future. In the next few weeks, I reckon they'll be out. So if you've got catkins, you've done well. And I bet you all got this one. Gotta love a bit of catnip, ain't you? Cats go crazy. I mean, I know Artie the ship's cat used to love catnip. Still does, I think.
Yeah, I think he took it off him.
Yeah, you have to take away. He overdoses on it occasionally. So the last question then.
And they called it
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka.
Was the original.
Yeah.
Some say who was the best.
Who says that? Send one to me, I'll sort them out. Yeah, so he wrote it and he first recorded it. Paul Anka.
Excellent. So, boom, winners, one and all. So while you're having a think about your or adding up your scores and popping them in the old chat, got a couple of little things for you here. So some fun doggy doobries, doggy name places, fun doggy place names. Hound in Hampshire. Where do you come from? Oh, come Hound from Hampshire. What about, oh, I come from Labrador Bay in Devon.
Do you? The next one.
Why would you want to come from Licky End in Worcestershire?
It's just part of sticky clothes, isn't it? Paul,
Worcester. Worcestershire. We're coming round. We'll get to the...
It's where you send your mother-in-law, isn't
it? Who wants to come from Paulet in Somerset? Or come from Parlet in Somerset? Or Petworth?
Petworth's rather nice.
Yeah, we went. They got a big house there, Petworth House.
Yeah, very nice. Well, it's art gallery there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of an art gallery, I suppose. Mm. And the last one, Wooferton. Yeah, I come from Wooferton in Shropshire.
Well, Wofferton.
Yeah, it's Wofferton. Oh, Wofferton. So here we go. Let's look at your scores. I bet we've got some big winners tonight. We've got some big winners. Look, oh, look at this.
I can't make it too difficult all the time. I'll make it harder.
No, can't make it too difficult. So who we've got? So we've got Christine, 7 out of 10. Steph, 4 out of 10. Christine, 23 out of 30. That's good. That's way
that
over halfway.
Good.
That's sort of three quarters the way, isn't it? looking at your picture, Artie had some. He did, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the only way of keeping quiet sometimes. He does get a bit of zoomies occasionally. So 23 out of 30, it's good going.
Yeah, they're all good.
Sorry,
right?
17. What do you mean, sorry, 17? 17's good. That's over 50%. And there were some tricky ones.
But to be fair, I think we did go back in time a bit as well, yes. Didn't we? Maybe I need to bring them up to date a little bit, have some more younger questions.
So Keith's
really
got
upset all the oldies.
seven out of ten and a grand total of 21 out of 30. That's pretty good. And Brian, 6 out of 10 and 16 out of 30. Well done.
Well done, well done.
You're all winners in my eyes. So is anybody else out there? Anybody else?
Well, actually, everybody's gone more than half, haven't they?
Yes. Let's just have a look, see if we've got any coming in there. Ba-dum. Nope, we can see all of those in there. That's good. So I think we've done well tonight. So, boom. Just like to say thank you.
We've money.
And the prize. The prize for each and every one of you is my undying gratitude for taking part. If you like what we do on this show, let us know. What do you think about the format for this evening?
It's a one-off. Oh, I'm going to go watch Farmer Wants a Wife now.
If it's not a one-off, if you want the Duchess to come back next week, she's the one that puts the quizzes together. It's all her hard work, not mine. I'm only the facilitator, the presenter. However, having a co-host is quite good fun, I believe. So we've done well tonight, blimey. 48 minutes, we've got through it. Brilliant. So you missed my first message, 4 out of 10. Oh, sorry, Corinne. And 17 out of 10, brilliant.
Yeah, but that's honest, isn't it?
I mean, I mean, it's easy to cheat at this, but why would you? It's fun. It's all for fun. And, I mean, that prize, money just can't buy. You just can't buy my undying gratitude for taking part. and let's just take part. Cheers, Steph. Oh, Steph, congratulations. You're on an 18-wheeler now, then. You know, cut down the motorways on a big rig. Article. Steph passed her class one. Yes.
Oh, Laurie Lingo in the dipsticks. What's your call sign? Have you got one?
She's now a C+E.
Oh, well done you.
Yeah, class brilliant. One in old money.
Oh, brilliant. Good on you, girl.
So congratulations. That's real well done. When do you go out solo for the first time in an Arctic? Don't be scared. It's a piece of cake. It's easier to drive in a car. Really is. So, congratulations, Steph. Well, yep, that's from Keith. Right. So, until Thursday, please come and join me on Everyday Conversations regarding mental health. I've got a really good show coming up. I've got two guests coming this week, hopefully, inshallah. One from last week, he's coming this week, and another guest. Got some fantastic stories to tell. Next week, what have we got next week? Next week is, I think we're going to do hot and spicy next week. There's a clue in there'll be some, obviously, there's going to be some questions in there that are going to be some right tongue twisters for yours truly. TTFN, thanks, Catherine. Yogi bars are on her. Brilliant. So what are we doing? Yes, next week, hot and spicy. Be sure to tune in for 8 o'clock. I'll send out a reminder if I can, if I remember. But you know the time. Pop it in your diary. Set a reminder. And I'll see you all again on Thursday or next week. Oh, Sunday, by the way, I've got another All Read Person's extraordinary story. It's another great one. So until next week, TTFN, I'll see you on Thursday. Toodle pip.
Cheer bye, everyone.
Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.